The sophomore curse can hit musicians, novelists, any artist who's been successful in the first attempt. The second time around, audiences have expectations. There's more to lose. The band Pink Martini is in that situation. The group's first album came out 5 years ago and has sold over 600,000 copies without the support of a record label. The musicians have been working on their second album for over 2 years now. NPR's Ari Shapiro went to Portland, Oregon to determine what's taking so long.
It's a Friday night at the Oregon Convention Center. A mass of people is dancing at the foot of the stage, and Pink Martini band leader Thomas Lauderdale has shaped the world as he thinks it ought to be.
It's really about sort of like happiness and joy and dancing and singing.
With this caveat from his lead singer, China Forbes.
Thomas loves everything before 1968.
He says he's looking for a certain sensation.
When I was a kid, I loved going to sleep to the sound of laughter of my parents and the people that they were entertaining.
He wants his music to recapture the romance of those late night parties.
This is, like, it's high romance.
But the pressure to finish the band's second album hangs over the festivities.
Often people will yell out at a concert, "When's the next album?" And I try to like think of something funny on the spot to disarm them.
Lauderdale says it's the only question fans ask him on the street.
There are a lot of pressures coming from all sides.
It's just sort of going to be done when it's done.
Twenty-four hours earlier, outside of a recording studio in Portland, Lauderdale told this true story.
Last year, there was a spelling bee here in town, which I ended up winning. I just sort of treated it as fun and light and carefree, and I, strangely enough, sort of spelled everything.
The next year, Lauderdale returned to the competition, a reigning champion, and lost. Why did he tell a story about getting dethroned at a spelling bee? Because he's afraid it'll become a metaphor for his band's next album.
Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier, et puis je fume.
Pink Martini's first album, Sympathique, has been selling steadily for 5 years. Songs from the record have been in car commercials, club mixes, and TV shows. The band recorded Sympathique on their own with almost nothing at stake. Now, everybody's looking. And while the music may sound simple, for a perfectionist like Lauderdale, every note can be improved upon. Inside the studio, Lauderdale's working with the band's new bassist, Phil Baker. They're tracking the bass line to a song called Una Notte a Napoli. After a few attempts, they settle on a line that Baker describes as
simpler with just a few little fills.
And Lauderdale deems
delightful and gay.
As Baker tracks his bass line, Lauderdale improvises a ballet in the control room. With a clove cigarette perpetually in one hand and a cup of coffee in the other, he might come across as precious if he weren't so earnest. He wears exclusively vintage clothes. His home is a cavernous commercial space filled with old records. But he doesn't fit the stereotype of an eccentric revivalist. Lauderdale is a cum laude Harvard graduate and classically trained pianist who plays with the Oregon Symphony from time to time. And he's very charismatic. That may be one reason so many of the band members are willing to put up with a recording process that's already taken over 2 years. Many of them are getting antsy.
I want to have a baby. I'm kind of waiting for this next album to come out so then I can start on that.
Lead singer China Forbes isn't the only one anxious for the album to come out. One band member said that releasing an album is like giving birth to a child, and this baby ought to be in the sixth grade by now. Robert Taylor, the trombonist, is a little more zen about the process.
It's not too many times you're involved with an eccentric genius in your life. And when that comes along, you fasten your seatbelt and just go along for the ride.
That said, Taylor has taken a year off from the Oregon Symphony to tour behind the new album, so he's hoping it comes out before his year is up. He's also eager to see the song he wrote for the record in stores. Back in the studio, Lauderdale's put the album aside for a moment. he's decided to invite a high school choir to sing backup for his 10 musicians at the next day's concert. Lauderdale hasn't asked the choir director's permission or worked out the music, never mind that the show is in 24 hours.
This is the reconstruction of the choral parts for this old Brazilian song, Tempo Perdido.
Somehow, the band has faith that Lauderdale can pull it off. And somehow, he does. The chorus is still rehearsing backstage 20 minutes before the show, but the tone among the musicians is decidedly giddy.
How's my lip gloss? It's gonna end up all over the microphone anyway.
Once the band hits the stage, the musicians step out of the lounge to show off their classical chops. The day after the concert, it's back to the studio. Lauderdale's life isn't limited to the band. After spending a few days in the studio, he takes a few weeks off to listen to the work that he and the musicians have done, and to decide what comes next, both musically and extracurricularly. Lately, he says he's been thinking about running for mayor of Portland.
I mean, you can have a fabulous band living in this beautiful town, but if the town doesn't remain beautiful, then it's no fun having a fabulous band in a terrible town.
He says he'll finish the album first. Candidates for mayor have until March of next year to file, which gives Lauderdale 10 more months to finish album number 2. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
Interviews with members of Pink Martini and songs from the band are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Quero amar, mesmo derramar.